Welcome to another one of our little broadcasts. Today I would like to talk about Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. For there you'll read, "And the people shall go out and gather the portion every day, each day." Now the daily portion that's being talked about in this particular selection is the ingathering of the manna that was provided by God in the wilderness. And in this gathering, the law of God's dealings of grace with his children are clearly seen. It is an insight to the beauty and application of how God provides his gracious help to us every moment of our lives. In fact, every day, he provides to us this daily bread. And this is what we're praying for when we are praying the Our Father, and we say, give us today our daily bread. That's kind of in that petition. It's kind of an idea of how we live our lives, just one day at a time. And it's one of those things that allows us to see how God meets our weaknesses and how he applies grace so that we can overcome sin and temptation. It is merely that every day we receive a new, fresh outpouring of grace. Or more accurately, every moment we receive another outpouring of grace, and that we're supposed to gather it up. We're supposed to cooperate with it. So these two lessons are kind of linked hand in hand, that God provides every day, that he provides every moment, that he provides this manna, this grace for us, but also that we have a part in participating and that we must gather it in. We must gather this portion every day, each day, pretty much every moment of our lives. So as a child, we need to understand that our Heavenly Father does provide to us every great thing. As we kind of learn in our lives when we have our own parents, they always provide to us daily meals. It's one of those things that parents do. Maybe not every family has had that experience because there are some in this world that are wicked and don't do their responsibility. But on a general sense, parents and parental figures generally provide some type of sustenance for their children every day, whether it's through themselves, through some government program, or some other means. A parent who's a true parent at heart is always providing for their kids. So we kind of see this being done up. And it's kind of like when you're reading a book. You get it portion by portion. You don't get the whole thing all at once. You don't get the entire chicken cut all at one time. You get it cut up. When you're eating a pizza, typically if you order a pizza from a pizza place, they bring it to you and it's already cut into slices. So that you're not eating the whole pizza. You're eating a slice at a time. And that's kind of what it is. God wants us every day, each individual moment, to receive a little portion of his grace, cooperate with it, gather it in, and move forward in our lives slowly and surely. Because it's when it's broken into these small divided fragments that it's easier for us to bear. You can't chew a sandwich, a big submarine sandwich, a foot long all at once. You have to kind of take it in bites. And it's kind of what my grandmother used to always harp upon about chewing your food. You know, chew like 25 times, she would always say. So you kind of take it bite by bite, minute by minute, moment by moment, day by day. You're not trying to do everything all at one time. In fact, one of my dad's famous sayings that he used to say to me all the time is, one thing at a time, Douglas, one thing at a time. And it was just merely letting me know that, you know, we do everything one step at a time, one moment at a time, one thing at a time. And it's kind of a reminder of that, because as my dad would always famously point out, all those people that say they're multitasking, what they're really doing is they start a project, then they go over to another part of the project, and then they do another project. So they're in fact working on three things constantly. But at any given time, their focus is on one of the tasks at a time. And you can kind of see this when you're in a kitchen. You'll have a chef basically start to prepare vegetables or some kind of side dish, and then he goes to the main course, and maybe he's also preparing while in the oven a dessert for later. You know, so there's more than one burner being used, more than one part of the stove or kitchen appliances being used to manufacture the meal, but each one is done in a certain sequence, one at a time, to finally get through. And that's kind of how everybody that I've ever noticed that says they're multitasking actually do. They take one little part of a project, work the next part of the project, and keep working through till they get all of those little projects taken care of. And this is kind of what is being talked about. So we kind of see that just like when you're reading a book or when you're going through school, you get different lessons every day that kind of build upon each other. Like you have to learn how to count, then you get to learn how to add. Then once you've learned how to add, you get into subtraction. Once you have addition and subtraction down, then you get into multiplication and division, and then fractions, and then decimals, and then algebra, geometry. It just slowly builds step by step, grade upon grade, day upon day, until you actually get it, because nobody can just walk into kindergarten, be told to do a quadratic equation, and be able to walk out without going, quadrat what? Or something along those lines. So you kind of get it a little bit by little. And it's also a way of teaching faithfulness. It's about teaching perseverance. It's about not expecting the end before you actually get there. It's about finding the process, the beneficial part of the whole thing. And it's why we are called to good works, to continue to work, and we're not saved instantaneously and might still struggle with sins even until the very end of our lives. But it's by being able to take one day at a time, one moment at a time, one thing at a time, and work through those that we actually get to the goal of the end result of salvation. And that's the point of going out and gathering the manna, the grace, the participation that we get into. Because the sweet encouragement that can be derived from this is just how blessed the life of faith is and the life of grace is, that every moment we're being provided for by God. Our soul might get disquieted and we might have a lack of peace because we worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, but we're not supposed to take care of that kind of thing beyond kind of having general plans. We should, you know, still look forward to Christmas coming around the corner and plan accordingly for that, or Thanksgiving or whatever the next holiday is, but not to let it become so obsessive that we forget to take care of the matters today, like paying today's bills, eating today, drinking today, going to work today, little things that today would bring for us. For those who are students, going to school today, participating in the next class, not the final class of the day, and not getting overwhelmed, just breaking it up into little bits and sums. Because there's something about the nature of a human person that if they see something, they want to tackle the great thing all at once instead of taking it step by step. I had a friend a couple years ago who was studying to be a nurse, and she used to always get frustrated with different things because she couldn't understand something in her, I think it was either anatomy or chemistry class, I forget what it was. And I just kind of sat her down one day and I said, you're smart enough to get this, but your problem is you're trying to be able to do the whole thing all by yourself without actually just taking the small parts. No mathematical equation begins with the big number. You don't get to a million as your answer without adding in all the other stuff that goes to it. I mean, you have to add a $5 here, $10 there, $15 there, and slowly get up to that $1 million before you actually have it. You have to break up your day into minute by minute sections so that as you go through, you're not tackling the entire day in 1 minute, because you have 24 hours to tackle the entire day. And when she finally got the advice and she finally started breaking it down, it started getting a little bit easier. I think it was, now that I'm thinking about it, I think she was having some kind of problem with knowing all the possibilities with different symptoms, and they were using flashcards. And I said, you know, just take one flashcard at a time. Don't try to know every flashcard. One flashcard, get really good at that. Then when you get to the next one, get really good at that. And she eventually got the thing passed with an A+, which, you know, seriously, she's that smart. She really didn't have anything to worry about. But she kind of tried to get to the end of the course instead of taking it day by day. So we have to kind of have this security of knowledge that God will take care of us, and that no matter how weak we are, or what our temptations are, or what the trials are we're experiencing in the world, or what cares of the world are upon us, like what kind of bills we have to pay, that we trust in Jesus, we abide in Jesus, and we just seek to just be there, because if we truly do abide, we'll learn that by abiding and staying that we'll be able to ask what needs to be asked, and it'll be provided. Manna, just as it was provided to the Israelites, will be provided to us to sustain us in our time of need. We're not just wandering through the desert. We're not there alone. We're there with God. As long as we follow the cloud and the pillar of fire, we will be fine. And it's this acceptance and enjoyment of what it is to truly abide in the vine that allows us to get to that point of being able to work out our salvation and do those things and cooperate and slowly, day by day, become more perfect. Doesn't mean that we have victory over every sin, but we start having victory over the ones that truly do easily beset us and make us unworthy for greater things with God, especially in the eyes of the world. So when we start doing this, we can see the great value in just taking things one step at a time, one thing at a time, as my dad would say, I say again, because we get too easily to look at our lives as a great whole, and we neglect some of the things of today because we forget that the entirety of our lives are made up of the moments that we live in them. A lot of that kind of people miss when they're going through stuff because they fail to see that right now, at this moment, you're making a choice on the rest of your life. And hopefully something in this will benefit you for the rest of your life. And that's something that needs to be looked at. There's so much more than just what happens today, but what happens today affects everything else. It's about learning to abide in Jesus every moment, every day, every minute, every second, and taking that as the thing that's important. I remember going into seminary, and there was this big thing about how mindfulness needed to be a main thing or theme. It was kind of abused in a way because I think they got it wrong. But there's something about being mindful of the moment, living in the moment, and not being overwhelmed by the great big picture of life that needs to be balanced out. And it's that whole little moment by moment thing that's kind of the stress here, is that we need to be mindful of this moment, not concerned about everything, but the little moments, the right here, the right now moments. I can think of another friend that gets very anxious when they're around other people. And a lot of that is they're looking for the big picture. They're looking for the big result instead of realizing that it's that moment that you're in right now that's important, and trying to explain to them that they just need to not be anxious about everything, but to just be in that moment. And, you know, eventually I think they'll get it. I think they're getting there slowly on their own path, and that there's some things that I don't have to say, but it's still important that they know that those moment by moment things happen. Beyond that, there's also this understanding that as we do this trust, and as we're able to do this trust, that it's a trust in God to provide that manna. We are able to trust that if we go out tomorrow, we can gather up some stuff and have it. And this is kind of in the story of the blessing of the manna, because the manna was for each and every day. If you gathered too much any given day, by the end of the day or the next morning, what you'd saved up from the previous day that wasn't used was rotten and disgusting, and you had to throw it out anyway. And you still had to go out and gather more manna. And if you didn't gather enough manna on Friday night, when it became Sabbath day, that Saturday of that week, you weren't going to get manna and you were going to starve. So, you know, there were consequences for not doing things in the way that God asked you to do it, and to take only what you needed. I mean, that's kind of the main message there, is that God does provide. He does renew each day everything that you need, and gives you that daily bread that you're praying for in the Our Father. And it's as you learn this that you're able to surrender and trust your life every moment to God, because you're finding that God's gathering up each of these moments into a bundle to really give your life a deeper meaning than what it has as you're searching for the big brass golden ring that might not be there. So every morning, you know, you go into your prayer closet, you pray for the daily bread, and you can begin to accustom yourself to look at each moment of life and see the reasons for different things happening by how God meets your weaknesses and how He provides for what you need each day instead of just giving you everything all at once. Because whether it's a struggle for health because of sickness, or joy through sorrow, or rest from work, or struggle for victory, in every moment that you receive, it should be received with the same thanksgiving that this is a day that God has given to me. And this is how I'm going to approach it, because it draws me even more into a deeper unity with Jesus. Because this is the trust that God's asking you for. He's basically saying, can you trust me today to keep you abiding in Jesus and to keep you being fruitful and to make your life even more beneficial than it is now? Because this should be what it is. We should be able to trust and not be afraid. We should be able to say, you know, Lord, I trust in you. I'm not afraid of what's going to go on. I'm not going to be anxious. I'm taking this moment by moment, step by step. I'm walking with you in this, because that's how you learn that you're not in a religion. You're in a relationship with God. You're actually moving forward for something more important than just what was. You're moving forward to something that is. So each day's portion is something that's given very early in the day. It's the morning hours in the scripture kind of remind us that even before we have need of certain things, they're provided. We just haven't gone out and gathered them yet. And it's our job to go out and be busybodies gathering up the grace of God. The apportionment that was given in the early mornings was something that was provided for the whole day. And being able to get out and get it in the morning's work basically provided for the evening and everything that you needed later on in the day, because it was there. It's kind of a lesson that if we will trust in God, He will provide. He's not late. He's actually early. That's kind of His on-timeness, is early. A lot of times we miss it until the last minute because we're looking for something totally different. It's kind of the whole Abraham taking Isaac up the mountain and missing the ram as they're kind of walking up, because he had to notice him being in the bush before he would stop killing Isaac. Yeah, funny story. But it's kind of the reality that there were rams probably all around that mountain wandering around, and he didn't pay them any mind or even notice them, because his focus was to get up that mountain and sacrifice Isaac, because that's what he was told. So he didn't see the provision of God that had a ram already fully grown and available right there at that mountaintop experience until the very last minute. And that's kind of how we live our lives sometimes. But if we truly understand, manna falls in the morning. It's there for us to eat off of all day. And it's only when we as believers realize that the morning prayer time that we have when we first wake up is when we can really renew ourselves distinctly and effectively with this loving relationship that we have with Jesus, our Savior, and seek to abide in that all day, that's the key. Is the very first thought we should have should be of God and how we get closer to Him and maintain this relationship. Because as we begin to look upon our day and consider all of our duties and the things that we could be tempted with throughout the day, and pass them on to God beforehand and trust in Him for everything that's going to happen in the day, that it's then that we find that Jesus Christ is our manna. He is our nourishment. He is our strength. He is our life. And we're able to take each day's portion and have the grace to continue on throughout the day. And this is how God meets all of our needs every day that we bring and gets assurance. It's kind of also the reason why that as a Catholic, it's recommended that you go to communion often, at least as the declaration of the church is once a year, but it's preferable that at every time you go to Mass that you're able to receive communion, because you're receiving the manna, you're receiving the nourishment, you're receiving that day-by-day grace. And that's kind of the ultimate focus here, is to be able to understand that the connection between daily receiving grace is also why every day there's a Mass somewhere in the world being said at some minute, some second, where grace is being poured out to the people, and it's just a matter of you latching on and taking hold of it. And even if you're not able to receive the actual sacrament, you can receive it by praying for it and receiving it in your heart, because that's how things work. So that's kind of the next step and the big step, is being able every day, continually, for the rest of your life, being a learner of this blessedness of receiving every day. And it's the blessed abiding that is only grasped by faith, that each day, increasingly and every day as a matter of growth, you're able to receive the grace that God's providing. And it's a faithfulness that He brings you to the next day, and allows you to go deeper into a trust and surrender and a deeper commitment into the Christian life and to grow in holiness. Because each day as you grow, your heart's completely changed, your character, that is changed into the image of God, until one day you're fully abiding in Christ and everything is there to be brought forth. It may appear to be too high and too great when you think about it as a big picture thing, because there's a lot of people that think that somebody being a saint is something that's something miraculous. It's not something for them. But in reality, we're all called to be saints. We're all called to be holy. We're all called to hear the words of the Lord Jesus that's recorded in Matthew 25:23. "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and now I'll make you ruler over many things. Now enter into the joy of the Lord. Come on into heaven. Spend eternity with me." This is our goal. And this is why our life should be a wonderful interchange with God every day and every moment, with praise for the benefits that He gives you daily, the benefits that the psalmist was singing about in Psalm 68:19, and even in 61:8, I believe it states that daily I perform my vows, because basically every day I'm being provided for by you. And it's something that we need to understand. It's kind of the meaning behind the gold coins that are found in the fish's mouth by Peter. I believe it's in the 18th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. Peter makes some kind of statement to a tax collector or a guy seeking tribute for the temple that they don't need to, because, you know, he's this and this. And Jesus basically says, you know, you should go put a rod into a river, get a fish, check its mouth, and in its mouth you'll have not just what I need to pay tribute, but also what you need to pay tribute. So God provides just by that. And it shows that in our daily work, because He was a fisherman, and what we daily do, we're receiving the grace to provide what is needed, not just for us, but for Him as well. And that's how we should approach every day, is receiving this blessing that comes to us from God. And as we understand the full reason for God giving us everything in portions and not as a big lump sum, it's so that we grow. He doesn't give you Powerball winnings or a Mega Millions jackpot, because recently it was like over $1 billion on one of them and a couple $100 million on another. He doesn't give you those big lump sums all at once, because He wants you to grow. He wants you to trust. He wants it to be a relationship. He doesn't just want to pay a bill and be one and done. It's not a once saved, always saved salvation plan. It's a day-to-day relationship, because God's calling you. He's calling me to something deeper. And that's what it is. So as we begin to consider each one of our days, not from the sun's rising of the world or when we go to work or food we eat and stuff like that, but in how we daily renew ourselves with the miracle of manna, the bread from heaven that is in a Catholic understanding, the Eucharist. And in that sense, it means probably going to Mass more often, probably every day, if as the recommendation would go, that we receive the blessed daily fellowship with God and really get to understand Him as our life and the light of the world, and truly understand how prayer is that avenue that supplies to us our daily bread, our needs to forgive, be forgiven, resist temptation, and not end up in evil situations or the power of Satan. And it brings more of a heavenly life to our own lives, where we experience a more unbroken and continuous experience of heaven every day, because that heavenly experience is the abiding in Christ that brings to us the blessing of God and is the way in which we fellowship with Him and really find that God is the portion that we need or the lot or the real surplus that we need to have a truly abundant life. And hopefully this is how you begin to approach every day from now on out, taking each moment one thing at a time and learning in each one of these little struggles that you're not looking for the big picture, you're looking for the relationship that is your fellowship with God Almighty, and develop and grow into true holiness and true happiness, which is what all eternity is about, relationship. And hopefully that thought continues in your mind today as you go forward, and you have a truly blessed day. All right, thank you, and once again, have a very blessed day.